Good morning, everyone. Happy Monday. It's Monday, which can only mean one thing. It means it's time for Get to Know Night. That's somewhat weekly show where you ask me questions and I give you answers to the best of my ability. As always, we have so many questions, so we're going to jump right into it. The first question I have is from Anonymous. They ask, what is my favorite summer activity? Favorite summer activity? I'm going to say beach. I think beach is my answer. Yeah. Because I'm trying to think, like, what are things that are only summer? I guess going to the beach is probably my favorite summer activity. I haven't been able to do it at all this summer, but that's definitely something I enjoy to do, like, during the summer. So that's probably my answer. Thank you so much for the question. I really appreciate it. Linz asks, hey, Kay, can you describe what your apartment smells like? I'm just curious. I think it smells, well, I mean, it smells like Yankee Candle Midsummer's Night, probably, because that's what I've been burning a lot of, so, that's probably what my apartment smells like, so, it usually smells like some kind of Yankee Candle. Thank you so much for the question, Linz. I really appreciate it. Let's see. Meg asks, hello, and happy Monday. I'm going to fire off some rapid-fire questions for you. First, how have you been doing lately? I've been doing pretty good. I've been kind of stressed out lately, but I've been doing pretty good. do you prefer to carry things in a bag, backpack, belt pack, etc., or in your pockets? I mean, it depends. So when I go to the office, I bring a backpack. Usually. And then, like, I mean, I like a backpack a lot. I really enjoy having a backpack. But usually, like, in my day-to-day, it's usually just pockets. It's, like, keys, wallet, phone, and that's it. But if I need to, like, bring a laptop or something, I usually do a backpack. So, let's see. What is your opinion on energy drinks? Do you like them? And what's your favorite? Oh, it's hard. So, a couple of years ago, I drank a lot of energy drinks. I used to drink them all the time. It was, like, my coffee. It was my go-to for, like, energy. It was a lot of Red Bull. And a lot of Monster. It was like Monsters and Red Bull. The Green Monster and then just like original flavor Red Bull. So yeah, probably between those two. When I was in high school, like NOS used to be really big. I used to love NOS. But probably, it's probably Red Bull now. Like Red Bull's probably my go-to when it comes to energy drinks. Do you have any random hobbies that most people won't guess? So, I mean, like, I play D&D with my friends. I think that's probably one of the ones that most people won't suspect I do, is that I play D&D. Unless, like, you know me. What's another hobby that I do that people wouldn't really assume? I think most of my hobbies people really know that I do them. Like, it wouldn't surprise anyone that I write quite frequently. Or, like, you know, I fuck around with audios quite a bit. So, I guess audios, anyone who doesn't know about any of this audio stuff would be pretty shocked by this. But I think those are the only two I can think of. What's your opinion on country music? I like country music. I didn't like it so much when I was younger. I think in high school I kind of hated it. but I think that was also, I had more to do with the culture than anything else. Because a lot of the kids at school that listened to them, listened to country music, I wasn't a big fan of. So I think that's what maybe colored my opinion on country music a little bit. And then the last question is, oh, I guess second last question. If you celebrate them, do you like Halloween or Christmas more? Oh, man, I think I liked Halloween more as a child. I think I might like Halloween more than Christmas. I don't know. I think I low-key don't love Christmas as much anymore because of, like, the pain of, like, having to travel for the holidays now, which is just such a pain in the ass. So I think that's why I like Halloween more, because I don't have to go anywhere for Halloween. I can just be where I am for Halloween, whereas I have to go somewhere for Christmas. So I think that's why I'm more Halloween now. I used to be more Christmas. Before I had to travel for Christmas, I really liked Christmas more. And then the last question is, and lastly, do you actually appreciate every question you receive? You always say so, but is that the truth? Yes, 100%, that's the truth. without the questions, like, what am I answering, you know? So I appreciate everyone who takes the time to, like, write a question and, like, send it in, because, like, you're taking time out of your day to do that. So I really always appreciate every, like, literally every single one of them. So thank you so much, Meg. I really did appreciate your questions. Let's see. Anonymous asks, hi, Knight. How do you feel about Jar Jar Binks? Because I know a lot of people don't like him at all, but I know some people like myself really like Jar Jar Binks. How do you feel? I think initially did not like Jar Jar Binks that much. Like, he didn't ruin my Star Wars experience, but I wasn't, like, a fan of his. But once I heard the Jar Jar's, like, a secret Sith Lord theory, it made me enjoy Jar Jar Binks a lot more. For those of you who don't know, there's, like, a theory that Jar Jar might be, like, a secret Sith, and, like, the whole movie, he's, like, in the background, like, orchestrating all these things. And if you watch it with that perspective, it actually kind of reads. So I think that made me change my opinion on Jar Jar Binks. So thank you so much for the question. Let's see. Bex asks, hey, Kay, I hope you're doing well. How do you record all the sound effects? Do you take a mic around the house or what? So usually I bring things to the microphone, but sometimes for, like, background sounds or certain effects, I have to, like, bring my setup to the noises. Certainly for, like, the shower, that was an interesting setup. I'm trying to think, like, which was, I remember a while ago I used to do car sounds. I used to pull car sounds straight from the car, but I don't do that anymore. I use a sound library for those effects because it's just too hard to get. But yeah, a lot of the sounds I try to do Foley, and if I can't get the Foley, I usually pull them from a sound library. But my first pass is always, like, try to do it in Foley, and if I can't, then figure out a different way. Thank you for the question, Bex. I really appreciate it. Let's see. Jesse asks, hey, Knight. My first question is, how are you? And the second question is, do you believe in karma or some form of predestination? So first question, I'm doing great. I'm doing good. Thank you for asking. And the second one is, do I believe in karma or predestination? I believe in karma. I don't know if I believe in predestination. I don't like the idea that I don't control my own destiny or fate. Like, I like the idea that I control that. So I think I have, like, a fair amount of free will. But in terms of karma, I think that does exist. I think when you put, like, good or bad intentions into the world, those things, like, circulate and then come back to you. So, like, the more good you put out, the more good you'll receive, and the more bad you put out, the more bad you'll receive. I think that's totally true. Because I don't know, I've, like, people are like, well, bad people don't get their comeuppance, but I feel like they do a lot of the times. A lot of times bad people do get their comeuppance. You might not see their comeuppance, but they do get it. They don't get to be bad forever and nothing happened to them. So I think in that way, I think there is a sense of karma, like, in some way. But yeah, thank you for the question, Jesse. I really appreciate it. Let's see. Hannah Banana asks, hey, Knight, I hope you're having a lovely day. I am so far. My question is, do you think you radiate Kenergy? I think I have some amount of Kenergy. I think that's more of a question you guys have to answer for me. I think I do radiate some amount of Kenergy. Although how much Kenergy I radiate is up for debate. But I don't know. I think I radiate some amount. let me know how much Kenergy I radiate. Let me know. Thank you so much for the question, Hannah. I really appreciate it. Anonymous asks, when you're getting dressed and you have a choice between a bow tie, skinny tie, and a normal tie, which do you choose? Normal. When I was younger, I was doing skinny ties. I only wear bow tie if we're doing black tie. So normal tie is my tie. Like, for most of the time. Thank you for the question, Anonymous. I really appreciate it. Emmy asks, do you think you're going to post more on Instagram? I love it when you post there. I probably will. I usually forget about posting to Instagram. I also don't think anyone cares. Like, I'm not like Ansel Adams. I'm not shooting anything crazy. So, like, for me, still photography was never my strong suit. So I never think any of my stills are that good. But yeah, maybe I'll start posting more on Instagram. Maybe I'll take more pictures with the intention to post them to Instagram. But yeah, I just don't take enough stills that I'm happy with. I think that's the answer. But yeah, If I get more stills than I'm happy with, I'll definitely post them. Thank you, Emmy. I really appreciate it. Let's see. Emma asks, hey, Kay, just stumbled upon your ASMR world on YouTube, and you've absolutely ruined everything else for me there. Oh, I'm sorry. You're just too good. I forgive you, though. Well, I'm glad you forgive me. My question is, how realistic are your audios, in your own opinion? You get a lot of compliments, like, you made my exceptions unrealistically high. Does your audio truly portray how you treat a partner, even a grumpy, argumentative one? Is it humanly possible for someone to have your patience and consideration all the time? Thank you for that. You're really changing lives. Have a great Monday. I appreciate that, Emma. I hate this kind of question because I don't love complimenting myself. And it feels very complimentary to be like, I do behave that way, but I do behave that way. Like, that's how I am as a partner. I'm not really an actor. That's not really the side of the camera I find myself most of the time. So, yeah, it's not really a performance. I just kind of put myself in situations and then just act like I would normally act. That's kind of how I approach every audio. It's just go in a situation and just behave like you would. so, yeah, I hate to tell you it's not a performance, but yeah, that's kind of how I treat my partners. So yeah, thank you so much for the question, Emma. I really appreciate it. Let's see. Fruit Loops asks, hey, Kay, I have two questions. One, do you believe in soulmates? And two, would you ever consider getting a face tattoo? Yeah, I believe in soulmates, and I don't think I should have a face tattoo. I think I don't think I could pull it off. So, yeah, thanks for the question, Fruit Loops. I really appreciate it. Let's see. Anonymous asks, what's one thing an ex made you feel insecure about, but now you realize it's bullshit? Probably my snoring. I got a lot of shit for my snoring, in a relationship I had right out of high school. I think that was something I was kind of insecure about for a while. That's the only one I could really think of off the top of my head. But yeah, definitely my snoring. I think my snoring was definitely one of them. Thank you for the question, Anonymous. I really appreciate it. Anonymous asks, you've done so many Q&As. Maybe you've answered this one before, but if you haven't, which country do you live in? And is it the same country you're born in? Yes and yes. So the country I live in is the States. I live in the United States of America, and I continue to live there. I was born here. Thank you for the question, Anonymous. I really appreciate it. Billa asks, what's your go-to pair of shoes? Like, I know everyone has multiple pairs of shoes, but which is the one you always go back to? It's probably my white Nikes. Yeah, it's probably my white pair of Air Force Ones are probably what I'm wearing the most nowadays. Yeah, it's probably my white Air Force Ones. That's probably the one I go to the most. So, thank you for the question, Billa. I really appreciate it. Anonymous asks, are you a Swiftie? And if yes, what is your favorite album and or songs? Songs will take too long to go through, so I'm gonna do albums. It's probably gonna be 1989, Folklore, and then Midnight. Probably. I'm trying to think. Yeah, I think that's the set. Yeah, I really did like Folklore. Folklore was really good. I think I listened to Cardigan like way too many times. But yeah, I love Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift is great. I'm really sad I couldn't get a single concert date at any of her locations. Those things were sold out like crazy. But yeah, I would have loved to go see Eras. But yeah, thank you so much for your question. I really appreciate it. The most divisive question asks, cats or dogs? I feel like people know where I sit on this. I've had cats, I've had dogs. I'm going to say dogs, not because I don't like cats. I love cats. I think cats are great. But I'm between the two, I'm more partial to dogs. If cats could get bigger, like if you could have a cat, if I could have like a lion or like, yeah, like a leopard or something, like a cat of that scale, then it'd be more of a toss up because I like big animals. So like if I had a big cat and it wasn't going to eat me alive, then I might say cats, because having a tiger that you could play fetch with sounds wonderful. But short of that, I think I'm going to probably say dogs. Thank you so much. The most divisive question. I really appreciate it. Let's see. Anonymous just asks, do you like olives? Not really. Yeah, I'm not a big olive person. I never have been. I like olive oil, but I'm not a big olive person. Thank you for the question, Anonymous. I really appreciate it. Let's see. Anonymous asks, hey Kay, I have a few yes or no's. Do you listen to these genres of music? Pop, yes. Reggae, yes. Rap, yes. Soca, yes. EDM, yes. House music, yes. R&B, yes. Dancehall, yes. Alternative, yes. Reggaeton, like a few songs, but not enough to I don't think I could in good conscience say I listen to reggaeton. But I definitely have a few songs, but it's not enough to be like the whole genre. So I'm going to say no there. Indie, yes. Have a great Monday. Thank you so much for the questions, Anonymous. I really appreciated them. Let's see. Do we have time for one more? I think we have time for one more. Anonymous asks, hey Kay, how does the process of tagging Patreon audios work for you? I like to play a mini bingo guessing game of which tags I think you're going to attribute to a new audio just based off the title I read. But I'm curious if you've ever considered what you think are prevalent elements of an audio. If you don't even have to consciously think about it, or if it's just by a case-by-case basis. Anyway, lots of love, and thank you. So tagging goes like, usually when I'm recording an audio, I internally have an idea of what the tags probably are after I record them. Just because I've been recording audios for so long. But what I have also is like in my notes, I have a list of all the tags I have. And I just go through the list of tags and I go, is that in the audio? Yes or no. And if it's like, if cuddling's in the audio, put cuddling. Or if like, it's a not safe work, then not safe work. Like some of them are easy and obvious, but then others like going down or caring or soft spoken. Or like there's a bunch of other tags that are less frequently used. And those I have to just like, consciously think of and be like, is that in the audio? And sometimes I have to double check and like re-listen to it and be like, is that in there, before I put the tag. But yeah, that's usually how tagging goes for me. I kind of want to do a rework of my tags at some point. I don't know when I'll have time to do that, but I have a feeling sometime in the next year I might sit down and like really rework the tags and see if I can do something that I'm a little bit happier with. But yeah, we'll see. We'll see moving forward. Thank you so much for the question, Anonymous. I really appreciate it. I think, do I have time for one more? I think I have time for one more. Anonymous asks, how do I know if a guy's just being friendly or if he likes me? I suck at reading social cues and I've never been flirted with, so I don't know what to think. Help. I think you know when a guy likes you because he, like, won't leave you alone in a way. Like, he will be, like, he'll text you. He'll find reasons to sit next to you. Like, it's, like, he'll make it super clear that he's into you. Like, guys tend not to be, like, standoffish about whether they like you or not. Like, they'll usually very overtly, like, if you're a girl that they're actively pursuing. Like, if he has a crush on you, he might not do those things. But if he's actively pursuing you, he'll, like, sit next to you. He'll, like, try to find time to, like, go and hang out with you or do something with you. He'll be texting you all the time. He'll, like, want to make time for you. So if a guy's, like, doing all those things, then you could be like, oh, yeah, he's definitely into me. Because he's constantly, like, trying to get your time. And if he's trying to get your time, odds are he's trying to get with you. So I think that's a good rule of thumb. So if a guy's, like, really trying to get your attention and your time, odds are he likes you. So, yeah, I hope that helps. And with that brings us to the end of Get to Know Night. If you have a question you like answered, feel free. There should be a link down below in the doobly-doo where you can ask me whatever question you like. If you have a request, I highly recommend heading over to the idea submission line. Over there, you can submit whatever idea you like. Anyway, I've been Knight, and I hope you have a great, great, great rest of your Monday. I'll talk to you later. Bye now.